next kino is kino Chovov Oz Baalei Chirmio Rav Rabbi Yisroel Friedman Shlitz. Chovovo Chovches in the end.
We know nowadays very often when people feel that they need a yeshia, a salvation, they go to kavurim of tzaddikim, kivrit tzaddikim, and they pour out their hearts in tefillah that the Rabbeinu Shloilom should accept that tefillah in the schis of this tzaddik who is buried in this particular spot. They light Yutzat Lecht, they learn Le'ili Nishmas Tzadikim, to awaken and to arouse, to be Ma'oira, this Chis HaTzadikim. So in this kinna, Rebbe Elezer HaKale tells us that Yirmiyahu HaNovi tried the same approach. And B'Shas D'Chom Beis HaMikdash, before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Oz Bahaloich Yermiyui al Kivrei Ovois. He went to be mispallel by the Kivrei Ovois of the Avrom, Yitzchok, V'Yaakov. V'Nom Atzumois Chavivois. And he spoke to the Ovois HaKdoshim. Mu'atim Shoifchois. Why are you silent? Why are you asleep? Why are you not storming the heavens to be Ma'oir Rachmim and Klal Yisruel? B'neichem Guli, your children are being sent into Gulis. Ivoteim Charuvois, the houses are being destroyed. V'ayis Chisuvois, where is this Chisuvois? And he carries on, Ayahav Tuchois, Zachati Lehem Bris Rishoinim. We know we've been promised, Zachati Lehem Bris Rishoinim. We say in davening every single day, V'zoiche Chaz Leyuvois, Imei V'goyil Ivnei V'neiem. The Mount Shemoi B'Ahava, Mistef Shulash Agulim, we ask the Rabbeinu Shloilom, Shivu Eleini B'Hamoy Nachamecha, Biglal Uvois She'usi Ritzinecha. Please Hashem, come back to Klal Yisroel, Biglal Uvois She'usi Ritzinecha. So Yirmiyahu Novi went to be mispallel to Ma'oris Ches Uvois, but this time, unfortunately, it didn't work. Avram Avini went up to the Rabbeinu Shloilom and said, Rabbeinu Shloilom, what's with the Essen Isyoinos, which I withstood? I was misgaber each time on this difficult Nisoyan 10 times. The Boishim said, I'm sorry, they've been over the Aseres Hadibros. Yitzchok Avini said, Rabbeinu Shloilom, was it in vain that I stretched out my neck and Ha Ha Maria, Akedis Yitzchok? Said the Rabbeinu Shloilom, I'm sorry, they've defiled Ha Ha Maria with our virus. And so he went on with Yaakov, with Moshe Rabbeini, each time, tried to be Ma'oiris, Chisim, Chisovois, and each time the door was shut. I read an article about what was the end of the shtetl Mezhbish in Ukraine. We've all heard of Mezhbish. Mezhbish is the resting place where Rabbi Yisroel Baal Shem Tov, Zeicher Tzaddik Levrucha, the Baal Shem Tov, lived for many years, was Nifta, and his place at Hayoim is a Mukhoim, Tfila. People come from across the world to Mezhbish to daven by the Kever of the Baal Shem Tov in Mezhbish. What was the fate of Mezhbish in the Second World War? The Baal Shem Tov was Nifta on Shavuos, Shnas Tuf Kif Chuf, year 1720. Shavuos is the yahrzeit of the Baal Shem Tov. Yidden throughout the world commemorate his yahrzeit. Kabbalah Satorah learns, says of the Divrei Torah, Masses from the Baal Shem Tov. What was the fate of the shtetl Mezhbish? Ukraine was under the Russians. In Shavuos 1939, the communists decided to close all the shuls in Mezhbish. All the shuls in Mezhbish were closed on Shavuos 1939. And from then onwards, the Yidden, there were a few thousand Yidden living in Mezhbish, the Yidden were no longer able to daven in shul. They were still alive, and the communists didn't kill them, but they could no longer daven in shul. Some 2 years later, the 13th of Tammuz, 1941, the Nazis came into Mezhbish, and they straight away burnt down all the shuls in Mezhbish, except for one. As if by a mess, the shul of the Baal Shem Tov was spared, and they didn't touch it at all. Some 2 years later, on Shavuos, no less, Shavuos 1943, the Nazis Yamach Shemom burnt down the last remaining shul in Mezhbush, no less than the shul of the Baal Shem Tov himself, on his yard site, Shavuos 1943, and the last remaining Yidden who were still alive in Mezhbush, who hadn't been murdered, were marched out. They were undressed and they were all murdered in cold blood on Shavuos 1943. And this took place only a few hundred meters from the cave of the Baal Shem Tov on his yard site. How can such a thing be? In Mezhbish, the town of the Baal Shem Tov, on his yard site. We find in the Toichocha, where the Torah writes terrible punishments which will chas v'shulem befall Klal Yisrael if they don't keep the Torah. Shteit ha-pusik, v'zachati es b'risi Yaakov, v'af es b'risi Yitzchok, v'af es b'risi Avruham eskoi. Says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, amongst all the dechucha, all the punishments, I will remember the bris which I made with the Ovis HaKdoshim, Avruham, Yitzchok, v'Yaakov. Ask the Shloah HaKodesh, how does this pusuk come into the middle of the Techucha? What's it doing in the middle of the Techucha? This is a pusuk which speaks about remembering the bris avos, the chis avos. Says the Shluch HaKodesh, this pusuk, unfortunately, is not written for our good, just the opposite. Says the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's bad enough when a person does an Aveira if he comes from a simple, uneducated house. But if he is B'nai Avrum Yitzchak V'Yaakov, the town on him is much greater. Says the Shluch HaKodesh, this pusik is part of the Techucha. You are all B'nai Avrum Yitzchak V'Yaakov, and look how you're behaving. Look how you're acting. V'zochati es b'risi Yaakov, v'b'risi Yitzchak, v'b'risi Avrum Eskoi, says Rabbeinu Shel Olam, this is part of the Techucha. There is a word which only comes twice in the entire Tanakh. In Parshas Noach, when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam brings the Mabul, it states in the Pusik, "Bayoyim azeh nifki kol mayunois tahoim." On this day, all the wellsprings were opened. V'aribois hashemayim niftochi. All the aribois in Shemayim, all the windows in Shemayim were opened, and the very heavens was unleashed a torrent of water, aribois HaShemayim. This word, aribois, only comes twice in the entire Tanakh. Once by the Mabul, and a second time in a pusik which we are all familiar with. If a person gives tzedakah properly, as he should be doing, and he has rachmunis on his fellow yid, and he gives a full maaser, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, I promise you, if a chonini no bezois, you can even test me, im loy eftach lochem aribois hashemayim, I will open for you the aribois hashemayim, the gates in Shemayim, v'harikoisi lochem brucha ad belidai, I will give you brucha ad belidai. This word aribois is mentioned here. Aribois hashemayim, harikoisi lochem brucha. The Rebbeinu will open Aribos HaShemayim. How can it be that this same word, Aribos, is the word which is used to when the Rebbeinu wants to rain destruction down on the entire world? The answer is that if, unfortunately, Yidden are not behaving as they should be, the world has become corrupt. Hishchisi Darkom Al Ha'uretz. What happens is that that place in Shemayim, which was really reserved for bringing brucha, for bringing chasudim, unfortunately it becomes reversed, and from there will come out the punishment, and therefore the aribos HaShemayim niftochi. There is a sefer called Kolmes Halev from Avraham Kalmanovich. He was the mashgiach in Mir after the war. Before the war, he lived in a town called Rakov in Lithuania. He spent a night together with the Chofetz Chaim in Vilna. The last time the Chofetz Chaim was in Vilna in 1930 or 1931, he came in his old age, was very frail, but he came to Vilna to give a drusha, to be mechazek, the Yidden in Vilna, Shmiras HaTorah Mitzvahs. And he spent a Shabbos in Vilna. And because the Chofetz Chaim was so weak and frail, they gave him a room in the Vilna Gaon's Beis HaMedrash. There was a room adjoining, and he slept there overnight. Friday night, after davening was over, Kabul Shabbos Samarev, the Chofetz Chaim came out of his room. And as he walked out into the chutz of the Beis HaMedrash, he saw a bucherel standing there, selling challahs, Lel Shabbos, and Yidden were queuing up to buy challahs. Chilul Shabbos b'Fehesya in the chutzah of the Beis HaMedrash of the Vilna Gaon. The Chofetz Chaim saw this. He didn't say a word. That night, when he retired to sleep, he shared the room with Avraham Kalmanovitz. And Avraham Kalmanovitz got himself ready to go to sleep. The Chofetz Chaim was very agitated, and he started to pace up and down, up and down. Avraham Kalmanovitz later wrote down the words, the exact words that the Chofetz Chaim said to him. And he said to him as follows, Rakov Aruv, it was Reuven Rakov, Avraham Kalmanovitz, Ish Shloft, you're going to sleep? Ich kann du schlafen? You can sleep here? Hallo Yachil Shemayim, Bevilna Hi Neure. In doch this man in Shabbos, after it's already Shabbos, Verkäufmen Essen in Vilna Shilhoif, they're selling food here in the Beis HaMedrash, in the Ort with the Vilna with the Gun of Gelen Toyer Lishma, in this very spot where the Vilna Gun then Toyer Lishma, they're now selling food by Machal Shabbos with the Hesia. Das kann nicht sein. This cannot be. It is clear. This is clear. As the Kimmen Zad, as of dem Platz wird sich gießen Blit. On this very spot, blood is going to be spilt. It cannot be any different. Went by only some 10 years from then, and we know Nebuch, what happened. The Second World War broke out, and Nebuch, the words of the Chofetz Chaim were fulfilled exactly as he said. If in the very spot where the Vilna Gaon lent Torah Lishma, one is now Machal Shabbos b'Fehesya, that means that they've lost the connection to the Vilna Gaon. So it doesn't help running to that spot and saying, this is the Vilna Gaon's Beis HaMedrash, this is where he sat, this is where he learned, this is going to be for me in Ora Mikla, I'm going to find refuge here. Just the opposite. If they have defiled the Kedisha, they have severed their connection, then unfortunately just the opposite. The Aribois HaShemayim, this is going to be a Mukim Kitrig, the Duvet Zechgisen Yiddish Blit. And this is what Yeremiah Hanovi is telling us. He ran to the Kivrei Ovis of the Ovis HaKdoshim. Please, Avraham Avinu, be ma'oyer the schis of the Esa Nisyonis. Unfortunately, he couldn't. They've been over the Esa Dibras. Please, Yitzchak Avinu, be ma'oyer the schis of the Kaden HaMaria. Said Yitzchak Avinu, I'm sorry, I can't. They've defiled the HaMaria. Today, we all know that we are being threatened. The internet has become the number one tool through which the message of hate, of terrorism, of fanaticism is being spread across the world. And governments feel at a loss. They are hopeless how to combat this phenomenon. They have no way to stop it. Airplanes and missiles are useless against the airwaves. And the internet is being used by terrorists across the world to radicalize and to recruit people in every corner of the world to rally to their cause. we have to ask ourselves, perhaps, unfortunately, we are a shtickl to blame. If we have misused the internet for inappropriate things, if we ourselves have defiled this keli, then unfortunately what we have done is we ourselves, we have corrupted this keli and we have turned it into a clay mashchis which has been unleashed, and which has been unleashed across people across the world. This is what we have to be machazik ourselves when we read this kinnah, that we have to realize that we have to renew our connection. We have to renew our connection with the Ovis HaKdoshim. We have to renew our connection with the Tzadikim, to go in the derech of the Tzadikim, to renew our connection with the Shalayim Mir HaKodesh, with the Torah HaKdoshim, and then we'll be Zoych HaMietz Hashem to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'mehera V'yomeini. Amen. Of Bahaloy Yirmiyu Yal Kivra Yuvoy Venom.